like other potential drugs.
Researchers at Oxford University in England say their coronavirus vaccine is up to 90% effective. The US had already pre-ordered doses of the vaccine, which is produced by drug maker AstraZeneca.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. US coronavirus deaths are now approaching 257,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week. A cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix. Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Longtime Alabama legislator Alvin Holmes passed away over the weekend in Montgomery. He'd been the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his defeat in 2018 and was one of the first African-Americans elected to the legislature after the Civil Rights era. Holmes was 81. His funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The votes cast by Alabamians in the November 3rd election will be certified today by the state canvassing board made up of three Republicans, the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. State health officials say a total of more than 194,000 Alabamians have tested positive for coronavirus. Officials say more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 1,300 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. Recovery numbers have topped 90,000. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us. You got a ton of stuff going on downtown, including Christmas.
Amen, Bubba. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right here on us. You know, we always get excited this time of the year because I've got my Christmas tree up. We put it out the other day. We've got ornaments on it. We've got all kinds of cool ornaments that have come in, and we've got a lot of other items that have come in. You know, we're loaded down with gifts, whether it be candies, pecans, jewelry, purses. We've got some good-looking purses back in. We've got a lot of jellies and jams, a lot of the Alabama Sunshine products, the Bordeaux sauce. We've got the bearded pickle guy. He's got his stuff in there. And we have those fine, fresh pecans, new crop pecans. We have got some of the best chocolates. And the candies, we make them fresh daily.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like like us on Facebook.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with the $4.99 Napa Tool Bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in the Sweet Wheat Farm Market Gift Basket, and any caller can get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card. We're going to do both of those drawings on Friday. We're going to do one at 1:05 in honor of John Williams, and do the Sweet Wheat at 1:30 to 1:45, because Joey and I will have left the building by 2 o'clock, hopefully. So, also, who were the winner last week?
Uncle Ron won Sweet Creek, and Kenny won Mortgage Corporation of the South.
And they have not called here. Mm-hmm. Boy, shame on them. Let's go to Andy. He has been patient with me. Hey, Andy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, how are you doing? I hope you had a good weekend.
I had a great one.
Good, good, good. And Dan, what I'm about to say, listen, please don't get offended by this or... Or I don't mean to ruffle your feathers or nothing, or anybody's feathers out there listening. You know, I'm a Republican, and I'm a conservative Republican. I voted for Trump. But let's just back up 4 years ago today. All right, we got a brand new president, Donald Trump, overwhelmingly defeated Hillary Clinton, you know, and we were told from the get-go that he didn't have a snowball's chance of being president of this country, but yet he won. All right, and then we found out about all the wrongdoings that was going on with Hillary Clinton. We knew about the emails. We knew about all the stuff going on. Then we find out the fact that, you know, the dossier, the all the stuff with the Department of Justice, you know, the impeachment and everything coming down. And we find all this evidence, overwhelming evidence, against all these people that have been doing wrong. But yet, none of these people that we've been talking about for 4 years has ever been brought to justice. And honestly, Dan, I don't think none of them ever will. Let's fast forward to today. All right. I think you and I both know right now that that Joe Biden's going to be our next president of this country. All right. You sitting in your chair right now doing this show, do you honestly believe that his son Hunter will ever be brought up on any charges whatsoever on what he's been allegedly been doing?
I don't know.
Well, I can sit here and tell you that he won't, because let's just look at the past. I mean, look at all the wrongdoing Hillary Clinton did. Let's look at the Clinton administration, what they did. Let's look at their organization that they had, their tentacles, where all they were at, you know? And let's just fast forward to today. I mean, none of these people, they've got a system in place that knows what they're doing. We know what they're doing. It's been brought to light. But nobody's going to be brought to justice, because the justice system itself that they're supposed to be held accountable to is broken itself, too. I mean, let's just look. How long?
Well, Andy, let me interrupt you here. You make a lot of assumptions, and one of the ones that everything that you said was a fact, and that, as you said, we know they knew. Well, and when you're going to prosecute somebody, you have to not only know, but you have to prove it. And it has to go before a grand jury. I don't know the situation of the grand jury. I hope that they do appoint a special prosecutor, and I hope that the grand jury has spoken. I do know a grand jury has been impaneled. I do know there's one in VA, in Virginia. There's one in D.C. So I want to see how that happened. We've got from now until January the 20th, but we really have until about December the 15th, because not only do you have to have the prosecutor, but the prosecutor has to start putting things into place. So let's wait to see what happens with that.
Well, I agree, and I understand what you're saying. I really do. But I can promise you this, if that was a Republican, if that was Donald Trump Jr. doing exactly what Hunter Biden's being accused of doing, he'd already be in jail. The world would be coming down on top of him. It's a corrupt system from the top all the way through everything. And even in our news media, our news outlets, it's a
Andy, I'm not sure why you don't go home and just shoot yourself.
No, I'm just letting you know. I feel sorry for you, Dan.
Oh, I appreciate that, Andy. I appreciate you feeling sorry for me. Bye, Andy. God, I cannot live in Andy's life. Let's go to Papa B.
Jeez.
How are you?
Where's the nearest rope? I need to hang myself.
I know.
Oh, I don't know, Dan. I know a lot of people feel hopeless about things, but I'm not one of them. I think that we're going to get to some good outcomes here before long.
Let us hope so, but if we don't, I hope some of this other things that Andy and I were talking about that I've always talked about, I need to see something happen with the Department of Justice and some of these outlets. I don't really care about Hunter Biden right now. I do care greatly about the FBI, CIA, and what they did from 2016. And I care about this election. It may not happen within 2 weeks. I believe we'll know within 6 months to 2 years.
Yeah, and that's pretty sad. They do jump on things awful quick when they want to, a.k.a. a pull rope on a garage door at NASCAR. They'll send 50 agents down. But something that's really, really bad, they foot drag on it. So, it is sad. And I agree with you on that. And I agree with Andy. It's frustrating. Got some bad things going on, but I have a little bit more hope for the future than that. I was looking at what's going on here, and I hate dealing with hypotheticals and theory and everything. Dan, I'm ready for some results. I told Joey early on his show that same thing, but to me, I can kind of see some things coming into focus on the what and how things went down when they start talking about this Dominion software. And I'm looking at what the Trump team might be able to argue in front of a court. If they can go ahead and prove the Dominion software trip things over, well, they got, some vote totals to look at, because, hey, all of a sudden, Biden spikes up this huge amount. Well, okay, maybe in one place, but not in all of these states like that,
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. And then, you get to the point where, they've shuttered the doors and they're counting behind the doors for days and days on end, not allowing, a Republican to come in and view what's going on. To me, they were fixing the vote. So that kind of, tells the tale of what, when, and how, so would a judge at that point be saying, well, look, any time you counted a vote during the time you were not, having a Republican representative in as required by state law, those votes are out. Would they be able to say something like that?
Well, a judge. Yeah, they're going to have to make, if you go the voting machine route, and I try to read any and everything I can about the voting machines, and if they go the voting machine route, they can prove, they can prove, because the CEO basically said under oath before Congress there was a way to tap into the voting machine. And the question is, did they build an algorithm that did the vote where it printed out ballots for Trump at this rate and for Biden at this rate. And it's just a printing out, which may be, you know, when the, here's my guy over in Atlanta talking now, is when you look at the ballots and you have a perfectly marked ballot that looks like it's copied, that actually is a Dominion ballot because the machine creates the ballot. And if all you do is go in there and vote Biden, and then it creates a perfect ballot. So if I've got 90,000 ballots that just have Biden on it, that looks like somebody that's run out of time to me. And they're trying to they're trying to jack up the vote.
Exactly.
So if they can show that they can do it, number one. And number two, they can then say, well, look at these ballots and statistically it doesn't fit, then that can be pretty damning. And that's enough, I think, to maybe get a state House and Senate not to certify the electors instead of waiting on a court to try to make a fast decision.
Well, I mean, if I were thinking about, you know, a court making a decision, wouldn't the judge just throw out those ballots? I mean, wouldn't he just throw out, be selective about it? All of those, say, 150 ballots that came in straight for Biden at that one time, you know, they have them numbered in a blockchain, so they can at least tell which ballots came in at that time. Bam, those are gone. Now, what's the result? You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but are they within a blockchain? Are you saying
that's what I understand?
I've never heard that before.
I've understood that the ballots, especially the mail-in ballots, I'm not sure about the others. I guess they were all the same. You know, they had them on a blockchain, and so they were not that they were able to identify who voted.
No,
if they're time stamped,
that would be an important factor.
Exactly. So I don't know, man, but you know, at least I see some daylight. Okay, now maybe it's not going to work, but you know, Trump has pretty good team in place. I'm sorry, Sidney Powell went over the line or whatever she did. What happened there anyway?
Basically, I'm getting some information on this as we speak. She is saying that this is going to blow up Georgia, and it'll be biblical proportions. She just ran that story. I've got someone else here who's saying that several Republicans are going to get implicated in Georgia is what the rumor is. And so I think Rudy is distancing himself from that and trying to distance himself from Sidney Powell so Republicans don't get mad at Trump for doing this. I think that's what's kind of happening. And that's what I'm kind of getting that from one of my contacts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this week should be interesting because, I mean, this is the week.
She says she's going to drop it this week. It would be bad if it was somebody like Purdue, though. It'd be good if it was somebody like Kemp.
No. But, you know, she did say the Secretary of State and the governor there in Georgia, she was telling that they were corrupt. So we shall see. But I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to this week for more than just the Iron Bowl reason. And it doesn't feel like Iron Bowl week to me, but I'm going with it.
Why does it not feel like Iron Bowl week? Are we not playing
enough? Doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel the same, you know. Feels like, well, you know, but I used to see flags flying from cars and all kind of decorations on houses and stuff, and I'm not seeing
well,
it this year.
Actually, this is going to be interesting because on Wednesday, the game's in Auburn and it's not this year, but I would drive over to Auburn, and I have a big buddy of mine that's got an RV, and we sit out and have adult beverages and talk to because that is it's like Bourbon Street, you know, where the RVs are across from the Coliseum, and I love it. and I'm an Alabama fan, but I love it. But, you know, they are not having tailgating at Tuscaloosa. I don't know what those poor folks are going to do.
Hey, can I tell you a quick story about my brother?
Please, real quick.
It was during that time when, what's his name was coach, and we never could win 9 years or something like that, Barfield. And, you know, of course, he was trudging back from, you know, the stadium there in Birmingham. All the Auburn fans, of course, you know, we were kept miles away. You know, all the Alabama fans had premium parking in everybody's yard up front. And I wasn't there, but he tells the tale. And he had had a few adult beverages on his way back to the car. And this Alabama fan had this rubber chicken by the neck, and he was waving it around riding down the road saying, "War chicken, war chicken." And my brother had just had enough. He ran up to that car, grabbed the chicken out of the guy's hand, stuck himself into the window, and started beating people with the rubber chicken.
No.
And they started going down the road. "He's crazy, he's crazy."
You know why they were saying that?
Yeah, because he was acting crazy. But
bingo.
He just pushed him too far over the line, you know, 9 years of losing and having to play in Birmingham and everything. It was more than he could handle, Dan.
I like that. But I'm sure he got some attention with that. Papa B, I got to fly here. Joey's giving me the look.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Take care. Mortgage Corporation, South 567-9000. John's taking a very deserved time off this week. But the ladies are there. You probably don't want to talk to them anyhow. They're the ones who get things done. 567-9000. Ashley is the go-to person for anyone who is self-employed like me. She now knows how to get that done. So if you are self-employed, you're looking at refinance, or you're looking at getting a letter of approval, pre-approval, give them a call, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, "Well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale." And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hey
there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. My good friend Ken Reynolds is headed back from N.O., bringing me a couple of things here. We're actually bringing stuff for my kids. They're not kids anymore. Can you say you're buying alcohol for kids? Hey, CTE, you need to go by and see Bruce Holding. You gotta check out those go-karts. I mean, they are something. I mean, don't think go-kart. Don't think that little thing that's steel and low and wheels that are only like 8 inches in diameter. No, don't think about that. Think about a actual vehicle. I mean, these things have got great braking systems on them, very safe, and a shock absorber system that is awesome. I'm sure it's a smooth ride, but you can make it kind of rough if you want to. Go by and see Bruce Holding, CTE Outdoor Power. Emory, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Captain, how you doing, pal?
I'm good, Emory. How are you?
I'm wonderful. In the fullness of time.
Yes.
Andy made a great point, you know, when's all this going to come out about Biden and his family? In the fullness of time, we've survived since 1960. We've survived JFK, LBJ, Carter, Clinton. Well, we survived it.
Yeah,
we survived. And Obama, we survived it. So there was. It's they tried to drive the train off the tracks, off the cliff. But somebody always appears out of nowhere. It seems like, to me. I mean, this just my observation.
Like
so in the fullness of time, all these truths will come out. It won't affect today or tomorrow, but a couple years, just give it time. The wheels of justice turn real slow.
Boy, do they.
Oh, so I've heard. But anyway, the phrase you've coined, in the fullness of time, it'll all come out.
Emory, I appreciate the telephone call. Appreciate the words.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to, can we do Rodney and then the break? Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan and Joey, how y'all doing today?
We're good, my man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. You know, just listening to a show like I usually do, enjoying it, having fun with it. I think it's hilarious. I really think that what's going on is the best thing that could ever happen to this country. I say the Democrats always want to play the game to flip everything on its head. Well, let's flip it on its head. Let's flip everything on its head, flip it over. Let's see what it's all about. Let's see all the ugly when we flip it over. And I think the last caller was absolutely right. In the fullness of time, we will see. And history's being made, and more history is to come. Because no matter what happens with all this, or how long it takes to come out, if it comes out before the election, or they pull it off and comes out afterwards, the Democrats are done. The Republicans need to take control in these states and get these election systems straight for the next election, and we can have our elections how they're supposed to be.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I think you're onto something. Which do you think would be better, a Trump in office and this whole thing kind of happens of the election and we figure out, you know, that there was problems, or is it better afterwards and Trump's not there, and basically what's going to happen is you're going to have buyer's remorse, the voters are going to take it out on the damn Democrats, and they're going to knock some heads. Meanwhile, you can pick up the House, yeah. And then I think Trump would be a shoo-in for president.
Well, that's exactly right. So, and as ironic as it sounds, I personally believe, and I people go crazy when you say stuff. So before I say it, everybody just don't go crazy.
There we go.
There's two options here. If Donald Trump would win, then the left goes nuts and acts crazy and everything else, and then they fight us with trying to change the election. The best opportunity for this country, maybe for Trump to go down as in the eyes of the American people as being robbed. And then therefore the legislatures move forward and straighten up the election system, and then we really will see what type of frauds what's been going on in following election, because if they get it right, when they have the election, they'll see all the ghost ballots disappear, numbers, just people just disappear out the country like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if it's shown that there was a problem, and it's in states that in counties that were Democrat, I think Democrats will pay a price. Now, if what Sidney Powell says that there were Republicans in past elections that have been involved, that could hurt some Republicans. It's going to be interesting to see who they are.
Right. It can hurt some Republicans. But either way it goes, it doesn't hurt Trump what I see right now. If he wins, you may get this nutty base and everything on the other side out of it, but his agenda move forward and we fix the elections. If he loses and leaves with the image of being robbed, the American people rise up, we get the election straight, and then we'll take control of everything that way. But, and I'm not saying taking control as a party. I'm saying taking control as Americans and our country and our elected officials. We can take control of that in such a sense. So either way, I see Trump's position right now. I wouldn't lighten up at all after what they've done in the last 4 years. Push it as far as you can. If you expose it and flip it, fine. If not, you've been robbed and move forward. Come back, you know, like I said, for the next election, like you're talking about, rerun.
Thanks for the tip, Uncle Ronnie. I want you to have a great day. Be safe out there.
All
right. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air with a big thank you for our customer support. Please take a moment to be thankful for your blessings this season. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week, a cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix. Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Where do you go in the River Region for the expert jewelry repair and design? Dylan Wings is where you go. Now, Josh and Leslie are great folks. First of all, they're listeners of the show. You'll love just going in and talking to them. And watch, Josh is just great at what he does. He's very, very creative. He's very much an artist, but he understands the mechanics and the engineering of jewelry. For example, he's explaining to me there are certain stones you can heat, certain stones you cannot. And he's got special machines for doing the ones you cannot, where other jurors don't necessarily do that. May change the color of a stone. Dylan Wayne, give him a call. Set up an appointment. Take some jewelry there. See what they can do to rework it for you. And particularly, Christmas is coming up. I would put Dylan Wayne on your list. Don't just go into a jewelry store, you know, one of these big chain type thing. Go to Dylan Wings and get a great piece of jewelry that will be just for your special one. Dylan Wings, 334-215-3669. I would set an appointment, meet with Josh, see what he's got, see what he can do for you. Leslie is spectacular. If you just want to walk around the store and see what they've got, she is outstanding. Dylan Wings, 334-215-3669. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, Dan, the Georgia election coming up, I've never seen an election where they had two senators at one time.
Very unusual.
Yes, sir. What form will that take? Will it be a single ballot and with two Democrats on one side and two Republicans on another?
Or, yes.
Well, okay. The reason I wanted to see you is because I think this group of people, potential voters, may now be motivated. North Georgia has a family that I know about where there's 12 union electricians, and they've never voted, but they are big hunters and gun owners. And I think if I can get word to them about this coming up, that they might all of a sudden be interested in voting. And so I wanted to kind of know the concept where I could let them know that they need to check the two Republicans off to safeguard their rights to their AR-15s and other weapons they have. Because I think that might motivate a lot of people knowing that Biden's pushing for that bill to be.
Yeah, I would put that under stupid as far as getting that out there yesterday. And I think he's really going to regret that. But see, this is what the problem is with the Democrats. They do not understand middle America. They do understand liberal America. And that's what they're responding to, is liberal America.
Yes, sir. Yeah, these guys, I tell you, you go into one of them's basement, and it's amazing. They've got animals from Africa, from all over the world, and they go all over the country hunting, and they make big bucks as union electricians. Some of them are head of hospitals, but they've never bothered to vote. And it's really disgusting to see that 92% of the Republicans, haven't made a motion to vote, where 98% of the Democrats have gotten registered and are pursuing it. And so I'm hoping that these one-issue voters like that can get motivated and go register, because it's so important. All the issues that you and I and your listeners are interested in, they don't seem to focus or bother with those. But if it hits them in their getting the guns away from them, their ears may perk up. So,
James, Second Amendment is always a good driver. You have a great day. Smokey Otis. Excuse me.
All right. Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Absolutely. You know, I'm not going to tell you how nice it is outside or any of that.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do that to you this afternoon.
I appreciate that.
I got several questions for you.
Sure.
But before I get started, could I go into Sweet Creek drawing this week?
Joey, what do you think?
Sure, and it's still 5:10?
Yes, sir. Every year at the same time.
All right.
So, I won that mortgage corporation. I'm still holding on to my card. My bride has a broke leg and a torn Achilles.
What?
Yeah, so we ain't been able to use that yet. I'm saving it for Lewis's Oyster Bar down there. Go down there. Saving it for that. But I'm not going to get the drawing. I'm going to let somebody else get that thing. That's a good prize. All right, look, first question is, if Donald Trump misses this year, this election, and he comes back in 2024, can he run again in 2028?
No.
Does the Constitution say 2 consecutive years?
No.
Darn. I was hoping he would. All right, second question. Are they planning, or have they got something in the works to secure that Georgia runoff election?
I understand from talking to somebody in Purdue's operation that is what they're working on. And the guy that is making sure that's being done is Doug Collins.
Good. I'm glad they're going to do something different.
Well, and it's more than Doug Collins. They've got some pro-domos that are down there. Karl Rove is there in Atlanta. He's raising money. Doug Collins is doing the recount, but also making sure the ballot security is done. So they've got some big players down there. They don't have itty bitty guys.
All right, good. Yeah, we want that next with that runoff election. We want that thing secure where the people can talk, and not the voting machines.
Yep.
All right. My final question, Dan, is what's on the menu for Thanksgiving, and will there be leftovers or additions for the Iron Bowl weekend?
Nothing left over for Iron Bowl weekend. Everything is consumed. Iron Bowl gets a different setting. It's with the 2:30 game. We'll start out with queso, salsa, guacamole, Corona, and then it'll turn into wine, potato, beer. Wine, potato, steak, and peppers.
Man, I'm coming over. What we having for Thanksgiving?
More of the traditional, just pint size.
Right. All right, then. I was just kind of curious, Dan, that iron bowl over at your place sounds pretty good.
Let me tell you, it's always a good time. Smoking Otis, yeah, you have a great one.
Yes, sir. You too, now. Have a good one, Joey.
You too.
Mary Lou?
Yeah.
Long time no talk to you. Where have you been?
I know. Well, I'm working from home, and we've got a lot going on. My mother died in December.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you.
Yes, and so we've had a lot to do with dealing with the estate, and we're going to have an estate sale, actually, the 4th and 5th of December. So that's a lot of work, and I'm trying to work full-time, and my husband's construction business keeps me busy, too, and it's just been a lot on me. But I tell you, I have been following this election and everything really, really closely, and I know probably a lot of people are just thinking that, oh, well, Joe Biden's in, but I don't think so. I really don't think so. I'm going to encourage people to, and I wish I had a lot of the details with me, but there is more evidence of voter fraud than you could ever imagine. Hundreds of affidavits of people witnessing, you know, and even people that were poll workers that were told to do illegal things. And statisticians, you know, you can prove mathematically with statistics that the probability of this is nil, you know. It's impossible. It's, you know, impossibilities practically. And there was a guy, and I want to encourage people to watch two things, Newsmax now, but Steve Bannon's War Room. They've been covering this really closely with the attorneys and everything. They used to be, it was odd, on Newsmax at 11 p.m., and now I think it's on Real America's Voice at 9 p.m. Tune into both of those news channels to get real news if you want to. And the other thing is, for those Christians out there, I don't know, this is something that I just stumbled upon. Somebody called Sid Roth that has a lot of prophets. If you believe in prophecy, which I do, I think people still can prophecy, and almost all of them are saying, and some of them prophesied months before this happened, that this was going to happen and that Donald Trump was going to triumph, and a lot of people were going to be exposed, a lot of corruption going to be exposed. So I'm kind of hanging my hat on that. But on Steve Bannon the other night, there was a mathematician. All these mathematicians from all over the country are coming together and statisticians and saying what happened was just impossible. And all these 300% of voter people voting then are registered on the vote, you know, on the votes in Georgia. But there was this guy named Victor from Zurich, Switzerland, who took one county in Pennsylvania and started researching it. And he found tens of thousands, not just thousands, but tens of thousands of people that were dead that had registered, counting all this together, people that had been registered Republican, that they had switched to Democrat, where they all, and he can tell you all the ways that they were cheating, thousands of ballots that were sent to one P.O. box at a university somewhere. All this stuff. I think it's there. It's there. All the evidence is there.
Well, I hope it is. I hope you're right, and I hope it gets proven.
I do, too. Pray. People can pray and watch War Room, Steve Bannon's War Room, and Real America's Voice. There's somebody on there right now called Raheem Kassam that does something called the National Pulse, and they're following it, and they're where... Oh, one other.
Real quick, you're wondering. Real quick.
Okay. Somebody named Klein, he's got got-freedom.org, and also at Lynn Wood, the attorney in Georgia. He is really fantastic.
We talk about him all the time. Marley, Marley, thank you very much for coming on the call. Got to go to a break. Coming back after this. We'll be right back.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, Biden is starting to name some of his cabinet. Yellen, Secretary of Treasury. I know Elizabeth Warren's sad about that. Mrs. Personality. Man. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls, to go to Jeff. Jeff, how say you today?
Doing great. Beautiful day out here. Listen, I'm still concerned about it. Are we going to lose all these indictments that we've been waiting for 2 or 3 years? You know, Comey, Page, Strzok, all that stuff. And Hillary Clinton, for that matter.
Well, it depends on whether there will be a special prosecutor appointed or not.
But what about all this stuff Durham's been working on for the last couple of years?
Well, that's what I just said, special prosecutor being appointed.
Okay, so that's what we're waiting on now?
That's what we hope will happen.
Yeah, good luck with that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's do this. Let's pick up Kevin McCarthy, because he's going to talk about the House seats here, and it's going to give you a feel for how big this thing really is.
And Congressman Kevin McCarthy was unanimously reelected as leader of the House Republicans this week after the GOP flipped 12 seats and diversified victories for incoming women, veterans, and minorities. These wins putting him on track to retake both the majority and the Speaker's gavel in 2022, something he says will likely happen. So first, assess the situation for us after 12 flipped seats. What does the new face of the House Republicans look like?
Well, the face looks very tremendous. I mean, we've had more women than at any time serving in Congress. The Republican Party really made great gains. Not only did we flip 12, there are four more races out there, and we're ahead in all four of them. So I expect as the week progresses that we'll end up somewhere around 212, 213 seats. It only takes 218 for a majority. This will be the closest of a majority than at any time since World War II. And really, nobody saw this coming. The American people have now rejected Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat socialist policies. The next 2 years are going to be about the Republican commitment versus the Democrats' agenda.
That's big. And you remember I was talking a week and a half ago, right after the election, it looks like 12. He's confirmed that. But there's still another six that are out, four that look fairly reasonable for Republicans. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, with all the crap that she does, and she did this thing saying that Democrats got more votes than Donald Trump did, and they're concentrated in big states that are Democrat states, though, the Democrats got more votes in Democrat districts than Donald Trump did. Okay, that's some news. Let's continue on.
So how does that play out in real time then? Tell me about what that gives you as a party in terms of potential votes, in terms of actually impacting policy that will impact the rest of us.
Well, when we talk about policy, another reason why the Democrats lost, their agenda to defunding the police just didn't play. Where the Republicans had a commitment to America, to make our streets safe, to defeat this virus, to rebuild our infrastructure, to end our dependency on the China infrastructure. That's the agenda we will move forward. And we'll be looking to get 5 to 6 more Democrats to join with us, and then we'll be able to run the floor. That's the difference. We have a commitment. Theirs has a simple agenda that defunds the police, discredits and just the American public, and I just don't see that that sells going forward. This is a socialist agenda.
That's going to be part of the problem here. That some of the stuff that Bernie Sanders, AOC, and those people are saying has got to be driving the Biden folks nuts. I mean, they're basically saying they owe us this. They owe us. And AOC and Bernie saying that isn't really good. And I think they're going to hit some gridlock. And as you hear Kevin McCarthy talk, you can kind of get a sense that there may not be all the votes that Nancy needs over there. Listen in.
So tell me about what this means for your potential of becoming the speaker in 2022. First of all, Nancy Pelosi has said repeatedly over these last couple of weeks that they have a mandate. Do you believe there is a mandate? And Congressman, have you spoken with Speaker Pelosi?
Well, there is no mandate. If there's a mandate, the American public has rejected the socialist agenda and defunding of the police. Remember, we are 5 seats away from winning the majority. But what you will find at the end of the day is there are 18 Democrats who have won a re-election with 52% of the vote or less. I believe at the end of the day, we will gain the majority next time, and we could actually run the floor this time through our commitment to America. I have not spoken to the speaker. I have called her and left her a message. I've spoken to the majority leader numerous times, and this is the real problem. Here we have a COVID challenge out inside this country. Nancy Pelosi, for the last 6 months, has said it's better to do nothing than something. Her own members lost over her policies. There are 23 Democrats who have signed a letter back in September who said if Nancy Pelosi would not come to an agreement, that they would sign a discharge petition. And what that means to your viewers is we could actually bring legislation to the floor around Nancy Pelosi that would be the PPP for the small business, those people who are employed by small businesses can get paid, because there's $138 billion just sitting there. So instead of Nancy Pelosi holding everything up, just as she won't let it go through the American public, she doesn't want to talk about coming to an agreement, something that would be stronger for the American public. The Democrats have just lost in this election, and the Republicans come January have the momentum to actually run the floor because our ideas are stronger and reflect the American public's views.
To give you a feel about that, the compromise among some Democrats, there are enough votes in there to actually pull one of these things off where you can take all the Republicans and just a handful of Democrats and get this thing done. And boy, that would be spectacular. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch this come January the 10th, 15th. Trump's still in office. You have 53 in the Senate still. If the House can get, you have 52, because Georgia would have passed by then. You can get this done and Trump could be president and he could sign it. That would be huge. Joey, we ran out of show, buddy.
We did.
Guys, it's a bit fine farewell to you. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.